Now we're ready to start.
Hello everyone, it's the program Tip of the Day, and today with us is a financier Sam Waters, who's going to share with us his ideas how to stop spending money and save it instead. Hello Sam.
Hello John, nice to meet you. Truly, stopping yourself from spending money can be difficult, but with the right approach it is possible. Nowadays, many people complain about spending their paycheck or allowance as soon as they get it. Once people start spending, it can be difficult to stop. But overspending can lead to piles of debt and zero savings.
Well, Sam, what's your first advice?
To start with, when you are not living within your means, the first thing to examine is things that you do not really need. Unlike fixed expenses, such as essentials like rent, utilities, and other payments, which remain the same each month, many types of expenses are non-essential and are easier to cut back on. Ask yourself if you are finding it difficult to pay bills because of going on vacation, for instance, or do you really need the designer shoes or the latest gaming system? There are admittedly a few grey areas, such as a gym membership or a nice wardrobe that may be necessary for your professional career. Sometimes these may not need cutting, but worth scrutinizing.
I agree with you, Sam. Frankly speaking, I'm surprised by how much I end up spending in just 1 week or in 1 month.
Speaking straight from the shoulder, you should firstly look at your credit card and bank statements, as well as cash expenditures, to see where your money goes. Take note of even little things like a coffee, a post stamp, or a meal on the go. Recording them will give you a sense of where you can cut back on your spending.
When my wife asks me to buy something, I sometimes keep my receipts. I think this is a good way to track how much you spend on certain things every day.
This way, if you end up overspending for the month, you can understand exactly when and where you spend your money. You may also try to use less cash and instead use your credit or debit card, which can be tracked. Credit card balances should be paid in full each month if possible.
Sam, could you tell us a few words about a budget planner?
Budget Planner is a program that calculates how much your expenses are for a year and how much your income will be for a year. It will then tell you how much you can afford to spend in a year.
I'm usually so nervous when I try to change my spending habits. What is the key point?
First of all, you should adjust spending habits. It means to determine what your basic expenses every month are. You should make sure you don't spend money you don't have. For example, if you have a pet, you should determine how much pet food will be for the month. Moreover, having a goal when shopping will stop you from spontaneous purchases. Focuses on one essential thing when shopping also gives you a clear budget for your shopping trip.
When I have a hard time sticking to a grocery list, I try online grocery shopping. This allows me to keep a running total of your purchases and be aware of exactly what I'm spending. I also buy clothes on sales.
It's important to resist the temptation to justify a buy just because it's on sale. Even big discounts can make big spending. Instead, your only two considerations when shopping should be: do I need this item? And does this item fit within my budget?
I guess if the answer is no to these questions, it may be best to leave the item in the store and save money on an item I really need rather than want, even if it is on sale. Sam, do you use a credit card?
Yes, I only take the cash I need based on my budget and get through the week. That way, I will have to walk away from an unnecessary purchase if I have already spent all my cash. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hello everyone, it's the program Tip of the Day, and today with us is a financier Sam Waters, who is going to share with us his ideas how to stop spending money and save it instead. Hello Sam.
Hello John, nice to meet you. Truly, stopping yourself from spending money can be difficult, but with the right approach it is possible. Nowadays, many people complain about spending their paycheck or allowance as soon as they get it. Once people start spending, it can be difficult to stop. But overspending can lead to piles of debt and zero savings.
Well, Sam, what's your first advice?
To start with, when you are not living within your means, the first thing to examine is things that you do not really need. Unlike fixed expenses such as essentials like rent, utilities, and other payments which remain the same each month, many types of expenses are non-essential and are easier to cut back on. Ask yourself if you are finding it difficult to pay bills because of going on vacation, for instance, or do you really need the designer shoes or the latest gaming system? There are admittedly a few grey areas such as a gym membership or a nice wardrobe that may be necessary for your professional career. Sometimes these may not need cutting but worth scrutinizing.
I agree with you, Sam. Frankly speaking, I'm surprised by how much I end up spending in just 1 week or in 1 month.
Speaking straight from the shoulder, you should firstly look at your credit card and bank statements as well as cash expenditures to see where your money goes. Take note of even little things like a coffee, a post stamp, or a meal on the go. Recording them will give you a sense of where you can cut back on your spending.
When my wife asks me to buy something, I sometimes keep my receipts. I think this is a good way to track how much you spend on certain things every day.
This way, if you end up overspending for the month, you can understand exactly when and where you spend your money. You may also try to use less cash and instead use your credit or debit card, which can be tracked. Credit card balances should be paid in full each month if possible.
Sam, could you tell us a few words about a budget planner?
Budget planner is a program that calculates how much your expenses are for a year and how much your income will be for a year. It will then tell you how much you can afford to spend in a year.
I'm usually so nervous when I try to change my spending habits. What is the key point?
First of all, you should adjust spending habits. It means to determine what your basic expenses every month are. You should make sure you don't spend money you don't have. For example, if you have a pet, you should determine how much pet food will be for the month. Moreover, having a goal when shopping will stop you from spontaneous purchases. Focuses on one essential thing when shopping also gives you a clear budget for your shopping trip.
When I have a hard time sticking to a grocery list, I try online grocery shopping. This allows me to keep a running total of your purchases and be aware of exactly what I'm spending. I also buy clothes on sales.
It's important to resist the temptation to justify a buy just because it's on sale. Even big discounts can make big spending. Instead, your only two considerations when shopping should be: do I need this item? And does this item fit within my budget?
I guess if the answer is no to these questions, it may be best to leave the item in the store and save money on an item I really need, rather than want, even if it is on sale. Sam, do you use a credit card?
Yes, I only take the cash I need based on my budget and get through the week. That way, I will have to walk away from an unnecessary purchase if I have already spent all my cash.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.